Hi, I'm Dr. Chuck Day. I want to take you to Revelation chapter 11. That's it, where we have the story of the two witnesses. Now, there's these two prophets, and they come with the signs of Moses and Elijah, and they can call down fire, and they can bring plagues. And in their witness, at the end of it, the beast comes and kills them, and their bodies lie on the ground for several days. And then it says in verse 11, that the breath of life enters them. Now, this is to remind you of two things. Number one, about when God created man, that he breathes life into him. But it's also supposed to remind you of Ezekiel chapter 37, where the dry bones have been assembled and flesh is put on them, but they're not alive. And so the prophet is called to call upon the wind. Now, the word for breath and wind and spirit in Hebrew is the same, but it's also true in Greek. The word ruach is Hebrew, the word pneuma is Greek, but in each case, it can mean all three of those things, where those are separate concepts in English. And so as it says, the breath of life enters them, actually, we're talking about the spirit of life. And I would read that even into Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 5 and 10, as well here as Revelation 11, 11. But when we start talking about the spirit of life enters them and they stand up again and they're called to be raptured into heaven, one of the things that I think of immediately is Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law, this, verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. The spirit of life has set me free from sin and death. The spirit of life is a resurrection spirit. That's the whole point. That whatever was producing death, when the spirit of life enters you, is nullified. So if it's physical death, you are raised from the dead. But I love applying this into verses 11, 12, and 13 of Romans 8. Look at what he says. He says in Romans 8, verse 11, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. And the idea there, at least I used to think, and you probably would, that it means resurrection of the dead. And it does. So it's talking about that the resurrection of Christ is the example for me to be raised from the dead one day. But here's the point. In verse 12, it says, so then, brothers, we are no longer debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, notice this, you will die. The flesh produces death. Verse 13, if by the spirit of life, if by the spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. So what does that say? That says that the spirit of life that's in you is not just transforming you for one day to rise from the dead, to one day, you know, be like Christ, but even in this life, to put to death the deeds of the body, to put to death the deeds of the flesh, to put to death sin, that sin is conquered. Sin and death are conquered by the spirit of life. And I want you to just meditate on that. If the Spirit of God is in you, if the Spirit of life is in you, life is working in you to work out death. That addiction, that propensity, that anger problem, that lust problem, that jealousy problem, that depression problem needs to be eroded away by the Spirit of life displacing the deeds of the body, the problem of sin, the problem of death, the problem of the flesh. So I want to bless you in Jesus' name with the spirit of life coming upon you and then taking over every part of you in Jesus' name.